Our call is plenty of baseball for us today in the docket. Got a split doubleheader with the Milwaukee Brewers. And when you walk into a split instead of a straight doubleheader, I'm wondering, could you maybe use a reliever in both games because you have that distance between game one and two?
Yeah, there's always a chance. It depends who that guy is, how many pitches were thrown on the first game, and you take the feedback from the player and how comfortable he is doing it. And then, you know, we take everything into consideration between before we make the final call. So, but there's always a chance that a guy can pitch on both games.
As you walk into this one, everything kind of remains the same, which was supposed to be Clay Holmes, Freddy Peralta. That all sticks together. So, again, prepping for a guy like Freddy Peralta, who's been really good against the Mets in his career, this year, what have you seen him do maybe differently that's gotten better?
I think he's been really, really good against a lot of teams, not just the Mets. He's talking about one of the better arms in the league. He's just the same thing, you know, the low release, that fastball plays up because he's got kind of like that flat angle when he crosses the home plate. You know, it's kind of like stays on plane, and hitters has a hard time getting on top of it. So usually he gets foul off, gets some pop-ups. And then the secondary pitches, you know, whether it's the breaking ball, but he pitches off his fastball, and especially when he's throwing it for strikes. You know, we've seen it when he gets in trouble. Obviously, he's scatter. But, I think it comes down to taking that fastball away from him.
The Milwaukee pedigree, and when David Stearns and Eduardo Brizuela helped build that pedigree, is defense. How athletic are some of these guys out there in the field behind Peralta?
Yeah, I mean, is what makes this team who they are. You know, they're versatile, they're athletic, they got a lot of speed, they got some premium defenders. You know, you're talking about the guy at second base on Turan, Ortiz is a guy that came up as a shortstop playing third base, Durbin, and then in the outfield, you know, with Frelick and some of these guys, Churio, like, is Contreras behind the plate. That's how they build their rosters, man. Like, with athletes, guys who can play defense, they put the ball in play, and they run the base as well. So they're a good team.
You guys are a good team too. And Francisco Lindor, when he's talked about this stretch, keeps saying we have to play with the team on the other side of it. What does that mean?
Yeah, especially when you're playing a team like this, you not only have to match their energy, but you got to beat them. You know, you have to set the tone with the way you play the game, you know, dictating at bats from both sides, you know, offensively, defensively. And that's what Francisco means. Like, teams are going to come after us. And that's the perfect example here with the Brewers.
Game two starter. Up in the air, Blade Tidwell. What are we looking at today?
Yeah, I mean, we know Tidwell's going to play a part of that that game. We just got to get through game one. Maybe we go to with an opener. We'll see. Let's get through game one, and then we have a decision.
All right, you got plenty of baseball. Thanks so much, Carlos.
You got it.